Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM, Bummer Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours, welcome back. National Talk Black, have you seen Yarn Up Strong? All is here. If you are on the shy side, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550, or our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Let's open up the program with Hold Strong by Miles Shah. Do enjoy.
And if you write it, or if you don't, I forgave all of my ghosts. The end of a war's already brought before it makes soon. The history that you provoke, speaking of up and out of the roads. See, I could be the
Yenda banapi bamanda, yenda bakat yenda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor. Murray from the Curry, call in on 1-800-422-416. 98.7 FM BBM.
Juru, thank you very much, my brother. Yes, that number again is 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Have your saying, Yana Strong here on National Talk Black, a voice for our people. Do utilise it. We come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bummerbrick Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to News National Radio Service. So have your saying, Yana Strong. You can text brother as well, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 98.7 FM. Just reaching out to Michael Healy, the member of Cairns, state member of Cairns and shadow minister for tourism, jobs and training, member of the local government, small business and customer service committee, and have a yarn in regard to the, well, the whitewash, you could say, in regard to the last federal election only about a week ago, and just talk about that space. But have you saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
Don't wanna wake up dreaming what could be. I gotta keep on moving with the The city lights are bright. This is all new. Trying to find myself inside. Can't leave my life in two. I'm struggling in the night. Thinking of you. It's hard to be away, but you told me to break through.
We'll be today on my mind. Gotta leave all behind. Going into it all blind. To my wings and fly.
Should I stay or should I go? It's gonna be real hard, leaving everything you know.
Track there, Dreaming, Royston Noel here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabib Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Member of Cairns, Michael Healy, State Member for Cairns and Shadow Minister for Tourism, Jobs and Training, Member of the Local Government, Small Business and Customer Service Committee on the line. Michael Healy, good morning, Michael. How are you?
Trev, great to hear from you, buddy. How are you?
I'm well, I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, congratulations to the Labor Party. You could say a whitewash in more ways than one in the recent the federal election, my friend.
Trev, it was certainly a resounding victory to the Australian Labor Party, and I think there's a lot of things that can be taken from it, and a lot of people will read into it. But look, I think for me, I like to keep these things pretty simple, and I think the reality was that at a national level, I think Anthony Albanese had a lot more credibility. He explained to the people what he thought was very important, and I mean, obviously, at a cost of living crisis, getting access to a doctor is so important, and having infrastructure, a medical infrastructure, and having our roads. And he made those messages very clear. I think for the LNP, I don't think their message was very clear. So I think at a national level, Trev, I think it was really very strong. Our message was very strong. And then when we look at Leichhardt, I mean,
yeah, Matt Smith.
Yeah, Matty Smith, good man. And look, you've got to take the candidates into account, because I know that Matt was out and about and he was absolutely everywhere talking to everybody. He already had a good profile. Trev, as you and I and many know in the community, he's got that strong sporting background, being an ex-Taipan. And I tell you what, that was fantastic news about the money going into the high performance, because that will bring, hopefully, that'll bring the Cowboys female side up, and that'll open up more opportunities for everybody, not just in Cairns, but across the Cape and up into the Torres. So really good opportunities. And look, I think that people looked at the individuals. You know, I know the welcome to country or acknowledgement of country has been an issue. For me, I have never, ever been in any way, shape or form intimidated to acknowledge the fact that I know that I live on country that has been for generations lived by many. And Labor never made an issue of that. We didn't politicise that. So, Trev,
To us as First Nation people, that's really not an issue. When we're talking about all the gaps that we need to close, there lays the focus, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Totally agree. And it's easy to get distracted. I mean, you know, and look, you and I and others have had these discussions. There are so many other important things that need to be done, and that is making sure that there's jobs out there, making sure that TAFE courses are going to be free. There are so many wider issues. But, Trev, what I really like is the fact that, you know, it's a very, on an international scale, it's a very uncertain, there's some challenging times out there. The current man that sits in the White House, I think can be best described as unique.
Thank you.
I think there's, as a result of having such a unique person, I think that's created an element of instability. And there's only 25 million of us down here on this beautiful island, and we have to get on with everybody. And I think when the LNP were in, they were brutal with the Chinese. And what Anthony Albanese and the Labor Party have done is they have displayed to Australians that we can work cooperatively, and whilst there's going to be fundamental differences, we can work with people, and we can still work with our and trade with our Chinese partners, and we can make sure that we're interacting with other people around the world. We've got to be consistent, and you know, tourism's pretty important up here, Trev, as you and I know it, and we need to make sure that you know, we do the right thing and we keep these industries going, because that provides a future for us, it provides a future for our kids and everybody, particularly in our First Nations, where we know when the market research indicates to us that international visitors, and we're going to be seeing a lot more coming to Cairns as we get closer, and coming to Queensland as we get closer to the 2032 Olympic Games, more and more people want to have a First Nations experience, a tourism experience.
Exactly.
And you and I know that, and we need to make sure that we've got our doors open, we're welcoming people, but we're also investing in that important space.
Exactly. And look, I had a yarn with Melindu McCarthy, First Nations Indigenous Minister. Got the seat again. And that was prior to the election, talking about $36.2 million heading up there to funding for Stage 3 of the Torres Strait Seawalls program. So very important. Global climate's real, is it not, Michael?
Yeah, and Trev, that's another key point. The reality is that there are parts of Queensland, there are communities amongst us up here in the north that are suffering more so than others when it comes to climate change. So making sure that we're putting the appropriate infrastructure in place, retention, seawalls, these things are vitally important. And even when we look at and we look at the way that materials are moved around up in the Torres, we need to make sure SeaSwift, I know they've got a team there that are working very hard to work with so many communities up in the Torres, but to have the appropriate infrastructure in place. So to hear that announcement, Trev, that is terrific, because that also contributes to the economic foundation to make sure that, you know, we can deal with the challenges. But look, a lot needs to be done in that space.
Yes.
But I was very pleased to see that they were making that significant amount and announcement, because we need more money invested up there, as you and I both know.
Fantastic. And in the state government, of course, here you are again running. So how many terms is that for you, my friend?
Well, this is my third term. And Trev, I think this is the first time we've spoken since the election. So I just want to use this opportunity to say how proud I am and how grateful I am to the strong support of the people of Cairns, but particularly our First Nations community. For me, I know how important, and I know what a wonderful contribution that our First Nations people make, and what an intricate part, like we all are, of our community. And as a multicultural nation, recognising our First Nations people is number one, and to be elected to represent this beautiful city and our region here, it is an enormous privilege. So I want to thank you, Trev. I think you're in my electorate, and I could be taking liberties, but
yes.
I want to thank you. Well, Trev, I hope we'll have to have this discussion. But
sure.
But more importantly, You know, I feel humbled because yes. I walk down the street and look, not everybody's happy with the way things are, but so many people are respectful and so many people say thank you, and we you know, acknowledge that. And that's a real, you know, I mean, for me, I find that it's emotional. I feel really indebted that I've got to make sure that I'm continually to work for people and do the right thing. So third time around, Trev, but the work never stops, my friend. But I tell you what, you and many, many others out there have been wonderful in helping us as a community achieve what we need, and we'll keep working in that direction.
Good yarning with you, Michael Healy. Thank you so very much, and look, all the best for the next 3-odd years. And congratulations to Matt Smith once again, winning the seat of Leichhardt. Now, that was held by Warren Inch, and look, hats off to Warren Inch. What, 26-odd years?
Yeah, no, Warren had been there for a very, very long time. And anybody who is in public service, and Trev, you know what it's like. You're now in public service or serving the public. It's a tough gig. It can be at times. It can be a thankless task. But I've always found, and I think Warren did too, that you know, if you work hard and you do the best and you explain to people the outcomes, but you've got strong support from those around you that love you and your family, and you and I know that. Yeah, Warren. Look, Warren's been there a long time. Did a lot of work, but I tell you what, I'm very happy to see a young man in there who's got a lot of energy. And I tell you what, Matt's going to do wonderful things. And I hope that he'll be on your show soon, Trev,
yes.
to be able to pass all those messages on. And as a final note, whilst I know we're in Cowboys country, I just want to say, how good were the bunnies on the weekend? How good was that?
You need to head south then, if that's the case, brother.
Hey, good job, I know, always Cowboys number two, but oh, that was a great game. But it was. And Trev, as I said with Matt, he's a good man. He's got sport, and I know sport for so many of us and for so many of our kids, it really opens up new doors, and he'll do a great job. And it's all good, mate, and we're heading in the right direction, hopefully.
Well, you could say Matt Smith slam dunked the federal election, didn't he?
He slam dunked it all right, and I'll tell you what, when you see photos, you don't have to look hard to find him.
Exactly. Hey, all the best. You take care, Michael.
Thanks, Trev. All the best, God. And all the best to your listeners, mate. Bye now.
Bye-bye. So there it is, the member of Cairns. It's Michael Healy, state member of Cairns, shadow minister for tourism, jobs and training, and member of the local government, small business and customer service committee. And just talking about the recent federal election, only about a week ago, and a whitewash it was in more ways than one. And, congratulations to Matt Smith, who won the seat up here in Leichhardt, and also condolences to Jeremy Neal, but also a big shout-out to Warren Inch. After 26-odd years, thank you for your service there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah.
That's a daily track, Butterflies, Baker Boy, Double B, big shout out. Hope you're well, Baker Boy. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn Up, yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host, your daily program, National Talk Black. It is your program, 1 hour program, and live here at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go cross nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Next segment, Which Way Yarning? Proudly sponsored by Perry's, IGA, that's Edmonton and Brinsmead, and give us a box of food here at Bummer Bipper Media. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle, message we deliver. Chew on a Mars bar rather than a picnic. No, chew on a apple or an orange. There it is. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle. We've got Senior Sergeant Glenn DeLay come to join us, and a very good morning, my friend. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Great to see you. Thanks for coming. Flying solo today.
Solo today, yep. The guys are a bit busy out there at Edmonton this morning.
Yeah, so Senior Sergeant has stepped up.
Yes.
As always you do. Good yarning with you. Thank you for coming in, my friend. So we're talking Operation Whiskey Legion.
Yes.
I'll drink to that, but that's not the case, is it?
No.
What are we talking Whiskey Legion here? Yep, so enlighten me. I don't know what operation this is.
Yes, so look, anytime we run an operation, it usually ends up with a name attached to it.
Sure.
And for this operation, obviously, it's Whiskey Legion, with the acronym of OWL. So our guys, between the 30th and the 6th of May, our guys in the far north have been supported by the State Flying Squad. And they've come up from Brisbane.
So we're not talking pilots, aircraft pilots. Flying squad.
Yep.
Paint that picture.
Yep. So look, these guys have a pretty fun job. They fly all around the state and support police all around Queensland and
police stations.
Yep. In a surge capacity. So basically, what they do is when we have some hotspots based on our crime analysis. These guys will fly in and assist us in solving those crimes.
Okay.
So our guys on the front line can keep doing their job.
So help the police will do their job in regard to, I mean, you guys must be inundated with work and sometimes we have the in tray packed to his brim.
Yep.
Here comes these guys on this operation, Whiskey Legion, fly in and help tackle the in-tray situation while you guys are continuing with your job.
Yep.
All right, and okay. That's administration and plus arrest or what have you, knock on doors, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, and that's a good way to put it, is with a full in-tray. So what happens is you know, of course our crime can come in waves, and then the guys on the front line may start to get a little bit behind with their files or catching up with some of the offenders they need to speak with.
Mm.
And these guys will fly in, and, you know, they coordinate that response.
That's a department with QPS.
Mm, correct.
So they fly in and to all over the state, Queensland.
Yep.
So they'd have these guys on other states and territories too, wouldn't they?
Look, I'm not sure about other states and territories, but I'd imagine they'd address...
It's a good department, I think. It just supports the work that needs to be done.
Yep. Yep.
Paper trail, what have you, but also for so-called arrests that need to be had.
Exactly, yep, yep. And look, we don't want these offenders to sit there where they're wanted for questioning for too long. We want to address that matter as soon as we can.
Yeah, sure.
And even for them themselves, you know, some of these people are, you know, once we've spoken to them, are innocent. So, you know, they don't want to have a flag, you know, that they're wanted for questioning either. So, look, the squad is actually made up of the flying squad, and also there is a local component just for that local knowledge as well.
Okay.
So
that assists the flying staff.
Yep. So our Greater Cairns area stations, Cairns, Smithfield, Edmonton, we'll all provide staff to this operation.
Okay. Lovely.
So they do have that local knowledge, and that includes both frontline police in uniform, general duties, and also there's a plainclothes component as well.
All right.
Usually from property crime squad, CIB.
So how does one, as a police officer, get to be in that department? Do you apply for that position as such? I mean, could you're virtually flying around. It's a bit of a suitcase job.
Correct. Yeah. Look, they do. They have positions. I see just in the recent gazettes, they've filled 10 positions in there. So it's fairly popular. People want to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
Look, if you're ever thinking about joining the Queensland Police Service, it's a great way to see the state.
Yep.
Because obviously, you know, you might be in Cairns today, Mount Isa tomorrow. You know,
sure.
Torres Straits the next week. So, you know, it is a fairly exciting unit to operate in.
Yeah.
How do you get onto this operation from my station?
Yeah.
You're someone that's got an interest in property crime files mainly. They're normally a lot of their work.
Okay.
And if you're working hard enough, and I sit there and think that you're deserving to go out with the big boys.
You can recommend them to.
Well, I'll have a commitment from my station. So normally it's two or three from the station.
Yeah.
So the guys there really do want to get onto these operations because it's something new from the daily grind.
So they have a department there. We're talking about, well, when you look up here in Cairns and Townsville, for example, and the big talk up here, well, I think it's across the state, if not across the nation, youth crime.
Yeah.
So we are under the pump up here in Cairns and Townsville, North Queensland. So for these guys to fly in, does that show that we need more police officers?
Yeah.
Are we down in numbers?
Look, it does. Look, our it does show that we need police officers at different times, and that's where the fly-in squad is a handy tool, because they can fly in when our crime trends are trending up.
Yep. Okay.
And be that extra hand on the ground.
Mm.
And so, but yeah, look, we will never say no to more police.
Of course.
Certainly to the certainly to the Far North, where we have some of these higher than what we probably should have youth crime issues.
Well, the idea is probably work the state flying squad out of work.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yep. So you don't need them to fly and do the tackle the so-called intray.
Exactly.
The full intray.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So if we had more police officers, we can all do the job. Yep. Okay, right.
Yep. And I think, look, every state in territory in the country would love to have more.
Yeah, sure.
More on
exactly.
the ground.
Yep. Exactly.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Fantastic. So, how often do the like Operation Whiskey Legion, how often do we have state flying squads coming to Cairns?
Look, it'll be up to our tactician on how often they come up. And again, they're analysing that crime all the time.
So when's the last time they were up here, at the top of your head?
So the last time they were up here was earlier in the year.
Okay.
Maybe in February.
Rightio, okay. Yep.
So, and they'll just do a complete mop-up. And look, that's warrants. I know in this operation they had a little bit of assistance with traffic as well.
Sure.
Obviously our outstanding files, domestic violence offenders, they'll go and tidy up all of those matters. So look, the statistics out of this operation, this recent one, just for an example, for a week-long operation was 206 people charged with a total of 620 offences. So, you know, quite a considerable amount of work goes on.
Yes.
And, it's something that the community should embrace, because we start to see a lot of movement on outstanding files.
Sure, you know. Exactly.
Yeah.
And look, it just supports the work that needs to be done on the ground regarding police officers doing their job. And you can get caught up with the so-called paper trail.
Yeah.
But also going back and doing the arresting.
Yeah, you know? And look, our calls for service for the front line is consistent. You know, that
exactly.
that demand doesn't change. It is day in, day
constantly.
Out. You know, so if we do see a surge in crime, it does become difficult sometimes for them officers to get back to the files to investigate.
Sure.
That doesn't make them any less important just because we're busy, though. So this is
and
this
thanks
is
to the state
tool.
Flying squad, here they come
here
to help
come.
You with that workload.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, fantastic. All right. Well, yeah, there it is. So Operation Whiskey Legion. Now, in regards to the naming of an operation, where's that all come from? Who makes those calls?
Don't
call it Shirley?
Somewhere in the service, there's someone with the greatest job in the world of thinking up names. And I don't know who that is. Or how
Nameologist
much,
for the QPS.
Yeah, how much they must, I don't know how much they get paid, but it must be a great job.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Looking for nicknames.
Yep.
Exactly. All right. Well, good yarning with you. Thank you very much. And a big shout out to your team, Edmonton Police. And look across the far north Queensland regarding the boys and girls in blue. And sometimes we want to complain about the boys and girls in blue, but when we're in trouble, who do you call? 000.
Absolutely.
There it is. Good yarn with you. You take care, Glenn, and we'll yarn soon, eh?
Good on you, Trevor. Thanks.
Take care. Beautiful yarn there. That's Edmonton Police Station there with Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay. And we're talking about Operation Whiskey Legion in acronym OWL. Operation Whiskey Legion, a locally led state supported initiative aimed at proactively addressing crime and targeting high volume, high harm crime hotspots based on intelligence. So a team effort of those guys flying around the country, jumping in to a town or country, a town or city in the country or in the state, and then they just support the police officers in regard to the so-called intray that Glenn and I talked about, and bring those intrays down. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarnup Strong, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn Up, yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. BBM Bumbleboop Media, 98.7 FM. And go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Looking at headline news, National Indigenous Times, 12 Indigenous runners selected for 2025 Indigenous Marathon Project. So 12 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Island runners have been selected from a record 323 applicants to join the 2025 Indigenous Marathon Project, IMP, a six-month program that culminates in the TCS New York City Marathon. Among them is Kijabari woman, Ali White, who said being chosen in her final year of eligibility was a privilege. This was my third year trying out. It's open to 18 to 30 years and 30 years old. So this is my last year, Miss White said. To have been selected in the squad of 12 is a real privilege. I'm holding all those other applicants with me as I go through the hope to do them proud. And the program includes five national training camps and requires squad members to complete a 10-kilometre race, two half marathons, and a 30-kilometre run before qualifying for New York. Miss White said bonds between squad members were forming quickly during the first camp in Canberra, and the bond has grown and it's stronger than what I thought it might have been by this point, Miss White said. So congratulations to all 12 runners, and look, run into the future. There's an opportunity, and we as First Nation, we are good on our feet. So great opportunity. So with that, Trendy Trevor's going to sign off. Murray going to get on his feet and take off to the next appointments. But thank you for your company, your mob. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black is your program. Voice for our people. Do utilise it. Big shout out to NERS. Thank you very much. National News Radio Service. And to all our First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours, our Deadly Black Network. Thank you for your company, your mob. Stay black. Stay deadly. Stay strong.
Feels like heaven to me. This is paradise right before my eyes. My people have stories to tell about the land and sea. It's where I long to be. So take me home. Oh, P.I. my beautiful home. 40 tribes of Bogomen. Slam.
tribes of boogerman.